This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
What did you think?
Of your wedding?
What did you think of the wedding?
I thought the wedding was beautiful. I got in trouble at one stage from Wayne.
Yeah.
Because when they went to play the music after we did all the speechy things and we watched you dance.
Yeah.
And then the first song they played was some like bogan Australian rock thing. So I threw like, oh, I'm not, and I stormed out and I went out to the fire and Wayne was there and I said, oh, don't these people know it's an LGBT wedding? You know, what are they doing playing this bogan music? Well, I didn't realise that some of the people involved in the wedding, like, the chefs and all that were actually standing there and heard me say it.
Yeah,
that was really rude.
Yeah. Tom, you are so bad.
But I'm saying, wedding. What about Kylie and Britney? Tom,
this is where we've got to have words. You had all the letters in there, you're right. And yes, there was the gay wedding and it was represented by somebody. But do you not realise that the L which I represent they're not one of the hardest things we have to do just to feel like we're part of those letters sometimes is deal with how much Kylie and Britney is playing at the Mardi Gras. Like, honestly, do you know how hard it is for us to, when we have a girl night at a venue, I promise you there is no Kylie at any event. No.
There's none. So that Australian classic rock that was playing, you actually requested that music?
Yes!
What about that Midnight Oil that was being played at
me? Oh, I love it.
Oh,
love
no,
a bit of
really?
Peter. Bit of Ball Peter. Yeah, God.
So really, that's what... But you can't dance to that stuff. There's
you
no dance.
Absolutely can. You rock out on that stuff. It's about rocking out. Tom, you did it the whole night. You were like, well, this is a gay wedding. And it was as if it was your wedding. And that was actually the problem. He was like, this isn't the music I would have chose for my wedding. And the fact that in the invitations, so all that music that you bagged out, especially straight after the dance, was all requested by guests. So you know, you filled in what you had to do with the guests and obviously said Kylie.
I didn't realise until the day before where your wedding was until you told me.
Well, obviously, thank you, Wayne, but next time, Wayne, fill that in to Tom, that Tom, the guests requested the music and you had the real little, oh my goodness, this is a gay wedding and we're listening to this mess.
I never said gay, I said LGBTIQA. Plus wedding. I put all the... I didn't want to just say gay, you know, yeah.
God,
I mean, I knew we were in the country, but I didn't realise. I have never cried at a wedding because I tell you what, I ain't crying for those straighties when they get married. And it was for those years I thought, you know, I'm not allowed to be married, so why should I be upset?
Oh,
I actually cried
sense.
At your wedding.
Oh, did
twice.
You, my darling?
Well, I didn't bawl, but I got tears. But it wasn't when you walked in.
Oh, yeah.
It was Cleo walked through that door. Oh, my God. She was amazing.
Wasn't she?
Did you feel, like, sad being upstaged by your wife? Did you feel secondary?
I thought we cut this. I thought this was not going to be part of the on-air situation.
Andy said I wasn't allowed to embarrass you on air by saying that. But, no, you look absolutely
I love that's even worse that you guys have made it worse. Like, don't embarrass her because we all know it's true.
You looked absolutely beautiful. You
Thanks,
look gorgeous, gorgeous, Thanks. Gorgeous. But your wife, oh, my God, that dress.
She scrubbed up all right, didn't she?
She was beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so have we got photos? You got to put photos of the wedding and stuff up on the Tom and Jess radio.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Cleo looked so ridiculously beautiful. And no, honestly, you're not the first one to have asked. Even my mum said it. She said, Jess, you're always beautiful, but Cleo. And I was like, I know. Do you know what? To me personally, and when I repeated this to Cleo, she didn't say the same in return quick enough. She picked it. But I said it wasn't bad getting married to the hottest girl in the room. And she just went, like, smiled. And I was like... Now,
so that's really good.
Now it's time for you to say it back.
deep down, she also knew she was the hottest one at the wedding. That's really
good. Yeah. That is the truth of it.
She looked in the mirror and went, oh, God, I'm good. She probably had second thoughts. She was probably looking out the window going, is there another option here? No, yeah.
What's the worst thing that can happen at a wedding?
Well, I thought one of the grooms or the bride not turning up. I reckon that would be the most embarrassing.
Bride getting punched. Yeah, that was
That's terrible.
But I've got something that I think will beat it all, and you guys all witnessed
it. Was that from your wedding?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Look, my bustle broke. So if anyone that doesn't know what a bustle is, it's the little bit that makes sure that your train, yes, I did a little tiny train, goes up while you're dancing.
Every time someone says the word train, I go straight to the dirty place. But we're not, I've only just figured this out, what a train
so
was.
The bustle on the back of my dress came out, and we did the first dance with Cleo and I. Music was all lovely, and we had it all planned because I don't have a dad. So instead of going to our dads, we went to our mums, and the end of the song was, and my mum and I can jive. She's a really good leader. And she's 73 years old, and she fell on my train. My bustle broke, and she didn't just fall. She actually, it does look like she might have broken her coccyx bone.
Oh, it was very sad. Look, it was, everyone went, no one knew what to do. Mm. But the worst thing was, why would the DJ turn the music off
and put
when
the
it
spotlight
happened
on
and put the spotlight on? And I thought, no, mate, just keep playing the music and, somebody will help your mum up. And
but wasn't it beautiful? She got up.
She got up
and she it was like actually at the end of some sort of movie when, the Mighty Ducks won, I thought. So if you thought you couldn't cry anymore, people then cried. I definitely cried when she got up.
We're talking about your wedding, but I wanted to say the best thing was we get to the, what do you call the place?
The hotel. Of
there
course,
we go.
I remember you talking about this.
The Oscars. And then so the next day.
The Oscars by the Yarra.
Do you know it was actually on the Yarra River? And the people who owned it laughed at me. And they said, well, that's why it's called Oscars on the Yarra. I said, well, it could have been the Yarra Valley, sweetie. Don't belittle me in the public.
Oh, I don't know if they would have been trying to belittle you in the public.
But it was beautiful. It was lovely. And so I set up the ironing board because we had to iron for the wedding because we'd been there the night before. And
we were there for the whole weekend. You were one of my posse.
I loved it so much that night before. I'm surprised I got up. And then I made Andy said to him, come this side of the fire. And I grabbed him by the arm and dragged him over the top of the chair. He fell over. I've cut his stomach open.
You haven't just slightly cut his stomach open. He looks like he had one of those old school
surgeries
for his appendix.
And
the fact that I stood there just laughing.
Well, so I thought it was hilarious. And there was some young man there who actually panicked and tried to get him up. And he looked like those tortoises when they're on their back and there was just legs and arms.
We're talking an actual, a cast iron chair that you pulled him over and he just went ass over tits.
All I could say to him was that your fault you didn't step over it. It's not my problem you can't walk around a chair. I mean, that's silly.
I know, and he has long legs. So what were you going to say about the ironing board?
So I set the iron up and the ironing board and then Wayne goes into iron.
And you had the super fancy room.
And next minute, there's no ironing board. And Wayne's going, well, where is it? And I'm going, well, how would I know? I didn't steal the thing. And I'm looking in cupboards, under beds, behind curtains, going, I knew I was a little bit seedy. Is that a nice one? But I thought, I know I put that thing up. I may have even put water in the
ironing. You went surfing down the Yarra with the ironing board.
So I went and asked the lady, I don't know what happened to the ironing board. Then she tells me the whole hotel's only got one ironing board because people stole them all.
So what?
And because other people were asking for the ironing board, so they went and set up an ironing room, which was clever.
Yeah,
so they went and put the ironing board up in a little room.
Because our ironing board got to... I think they might have more than one, but maybe not very many. Especially
because we had
one in our room the night before too. Because my mum... In the morning, yeah. My mum feels like she's one of those people that can't. She's 73 years old. They've come to collect the ironing board on the Saturday morning to make an ironing station, as you know. And she takes it herself. She's one of, I'll take it. And I was
so she stole the ironing board?
No. It was given to her.
Because
she did the kids' costumes.
They did look lovely.
They did.
But I'm thinking, who steals an ironing board?
And how do you steal an ironing board? Well, in a boogie bag or the boogie board?
That is nothing. Look, I know many of us here, we've taken the miniature toiletries. That's the first thing I do. That's fantastic.
And ask for more.
I've heard of people nicking their towels. I wouldn't take a towel.
Why would you take a towel?
I don't know. They're going...
$2 came up.
But luxury hotels have reported that's not the weirdest thing that's been stolen. I thought an ironing board was really weird.
A ironing board to me would have to be a weird...
Better.
What?
They did a new survey and it reveals that luxury hotels have to deal with guests stealing mattresses more often than you'd ever believe.
No way.
People steal the mattress. It goes on and says their lounge, of course, pictures. I want to know how someone's getting a mattress out the front, like the lobby. You know, like, does no one question you? Like, what are you doing? But the survey revealed that guests would attempt to steal various things based on the quality of the hotel. So let's think about it. They're saying if it's a really, you know, like a four-star hotel, they're more likely to steal...
Oscars.
So if it's a five-star hotel, they're more likely to take the televisions, the coffee machine and all things like that. But if it's a four-star hotel, a bit cheap, you know what the biggest thing they steal with?
What?
They go and take the batteries out of the remote controls.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was fantastic. Well, it's not fantastic. I mean, at all.
Well, I've got an Airbnb over there and they definitely steal the remote control, but they all do.
Well, I never thought
But
of
I
that.
Know what they're using them for and it's not. What were you going to say?
Well, no, I'm always running out of batteries, but I wouldn't think to take them out of the... But it goes on here and it says it noted...
You need the size D one.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.